This is it.
Clotilde placed her little bunch of wild thyme beside the iron barrier. She had asked Frank to stop a few bends back along the road so she could pick the mauve flowers from among the gorse that grew between the rocks of Petrakoda. Enough for three people. Frank did the same now, without taking his eyes off the road for a minute. The Passat was parked to one side, the hazard lights flashing. Valentine was the last to stoop down, clearly reluctant, as if bending all 1.70 meters of her was an unreasonable demand to make. They all stood there, facing the 20-meter drop. The rolling sea hurled itself at the red boulders, filling the fissures in the rocks with brown microalgae, like liver spots on old wrinkled skin. Clotilde turned towards her daughter. At 15, Valentine was already a good 15 centimeters taller than her. She was wearing a pair of jeans cut off above the knee and a House of Cards t-shirt. Not exactly ideal for visiting a mausoleum, leaving a bunch of flowers and respecting a minute's silence. Clotilde let it go. Her voice softened. It was here, Valentine. It was here that your grandpa and grandma died. And your Uncle Nicolas as well. Valentine's gaze was looking off into the distance, at a jet ski leaping the waves off the Revelata Peninsula. Frank, leaning on the barrier, kept squinting between the ravine and the Passat's hazard lights. Time stretched, as if lengthened by the heat wave. The sun liquefied the seconds in slow drops. The car passed them in a halo of heat. A driver, naked to the waist, looked out at them with surprised eyes. Clotilde hadn't been back here since the summer of 1989, but she had thought of this place thousands of times, had thought of this precise moment, what she would say, what she would think, when faced with this gaping void. The memories that would come rushing back at her. How to present the pilgrimage as a sign of respect, a way of sharing something. And here they were, messing the whole thing up for her. Clotilde had imagined an act of communion, a few delicate questions, an emotion shared with Frank and Valentine, together united. But here they stood, pressed against the barrier beneath the blazing sun, as if the Passat had had a flat tire and they were getting bored waiting for the tow truck, lowering their eyes towards their watches or raising them to the sky, looking anywhere at all but those blood-coloured volcanic rocks. Clotilde urged her daughter on. Your grandfather's name was Paul. Your grandmother's name was Palma.
I know that, Maman.
Thanks, Valentine, that was cool of you. Her daughter had said the phrase, I know, in the long, drawn-out way that was her standard response to her mother's habitual requests. Tidy your clothes away, turn off your phone, shift yourself. Her usual minimal effort at being conciliatory. I know, Maman. Okay, Valou, Clotilde thought. Okay. It isn't the most fun part of the holiday. Okay, I'm doing your head in with an accident that happened almost 30 years ago, but also fuck it, Valou. I've waited 15 years to bring you here. I've waited for you to grow up so that you're old enough to understand, so I didn't ruin your life with it prematurely. The jet ski had disappeared, or been caught by a wave and sunk.
Shall we go?
Valentine asked. Without even the minimal effort this time, not even trying to hide her boredom under an affected mask of melancholy.
No!
Clotilde had raised her voice. For the first time, Frank took his eyes off the Passat that was winking at him like an obsessive flirt. No, Clotilde repeated in her head. For 15 years I've been taking the brunt of it all. For 15 years I've been defusing the bomb, my girl. For 20 years I've been playing the cool woman, Frankie boy. The one who never complains, the The one with the broad grin, the crazy lady, the funny girl, the one who's great in a crisis, the one who puts the bits back together, the one who's reassuring, the one who keeps a steady course, who holds the steering wheel of everyday life, singing to make the journey seem shorter. And what have I asked for in return? 15 minutes. Just 15 minutes of your fortnight's holiday. 15 minutes of your 15 years of life, my girl. 15 minutes of our 20 years of love, my darling. 15 minutes compared with everything else. A quarter of an hour of compassion for my childhood, which was completely destroyed right here, dashed against these rocks which couldn't give a shit, which have forgotten everything and will still be here in 1,000 years' time. 15 minutes of a life, is that really too much to ask? They allowed her 10.